Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter, and we're very glad you joined us here today.
And my name is Marie, and I'm feeling hungry. And that's because our topic for today is food.
That's right, and today's title is Let's Have a Potluck. Let's have a potluck. What do you usually have at a potluck?
At a potluck, you have many different kinds of dishes. People bring different kinds of dishes to your house.
Oh, that sounds great. Everyone brings something. I can't wait to learn more about this. Well, let's get started. Here's Marie with today's Read It.
Taylor and Ben are having a potluck at work. Everyone can come and bring a dish. Then they can share all the food. Alex can't cook, but he can bring forks and spoons. Is Linda going to the supermarket? She can buy things for Ben. He needs some eggs. He will bake brownies for the potluck.
Okay, so I'm bringing the plates, the knives, the forks. What else? What else?
What about the napkins, Peter?
Yes, that too. Okay, the napkins. Hey, what are you bringing?
I think I'm going to bring a casserole.
Can you make a casserole?
I could try to make a casserole.
Wait, do you even know how to make one?
Not really, but I can learn.
Okay, how about I make the casserole instead, you bring the plates, the knives, the forks. Wait a minute, I don't know how to make a casserole.
Don't worry, Peter, you can figure it out. All right, while Peter figures out how to make a casserole, let's go to Christina with our key words.
大家想要一人带一道菜来开派对，这叫做 potluck party。可是 Alex 不会做菜， Rob 说没有关系，你可以提供叉子、汤匙之类的。叉子就是 fork。Forks are important. You can bring forks. 另外 spoon 就是汤匙， You can also bring some spoons. 为了要准备食物， Linda 要到超市去采购。超市就是 supermarket. 这个字里的 super 是超级， market 是市场，所以 supermarket 就是两个字合并的复合名词。因为 Ben 要烤 brownie， 还需要一点蛋，所以他请 Linda 顺便帮他买，蛋就是 egg. Linda will get some eggs for Ben. 所以 Ben 会烤 brownies 带去 party. Ben is baking brownies. 动词 bake 就是烘或烤，而 brownie 是一种切成方形的特浓巧克力蛋糕。
This cookie is delicious, Taylor.
Thank you. I like to bake.
I don't bake or cook very much, but I enjoy other people's food.
Me too. Hey, maybe we can have a potluck.
I like that idea.
Yes, everyone can bring something, then we can all share.
I love potlucks.
Our friends are having a potluck today. This is a great meal with friends and family. I just love potlucks.
Me too. And I love learning from Christina. And she has something to say about the word potlucks.
Taylor 提议来开一个 potluck 的派对。Ben 说他超喜欢的。I love potlucks.有没有注意到这里用的是复数的 potlucks? 这是我们常常会犯错的地方，因为 Ben 喜欢这种每人带一道菜的 party, 它不是专指某一场特定的派对，而是普遍性的喜欢所有这一类的派对，所以最适合的就是用复数的 potlucks。 来举几个例子，我很喜欢看电影，所以 I love movies, 他喜欢吃 brownies, She loves brownies, 他们很爱狗，They love dogs. 这些一般都是用复数名词。
Thanks, Christina. Hey, I smell something. It smells really good. Hey, are you cooking something?
Yes, I am, Peter. I'm making food.
Oh, really? Are you bringing it to the potluck?
I am going to bring it to the potluck, so you will be able to taste it.
Great. What are you going to bring?
I was going to make many things, such as cookies, peanut butter cookies.
Wow, that sounds great. What else did you bake?
I made brownies, too.
Wow, brownies! That's my favorite dessert. I can't wait. You like to bake.
I love to bake. I like to bake cookies, especially peanut butter cookies. But there's something I like more than baking, and that's today's
calendar phrase.
I like to bake.
I like to bake.
我喜欢烤东西。
Can you bake cookies?
Yes, I like to bake.
Can you bake cakes?
Yes, I like to bake.
Can you bake pies?
Yes, I like to bake.
And I like to eat.
Yay!
Yeah, yay!
I like to bake.
I like to bake.
我喜欢烤东西。
That's a tasty calendar phrase. So, Marie, you like to bake. What does this word bake mean?
The word bake means to put something in a hot oven, and it usually refers to desserts such as cookies, brownies, cupcakes.
Wow, those all taste really good. And my family usually bakes more in the winter because it makes the kitchen really hot.
And the kitchen must smell very good in the winter, too.
Oh, it does. I can't wait for this potluck today.
It's going to be fun. Hey, Peter, I'm bringing my famous peanut butter chocolate chip cookies and brownies. What are you bringing?
Oh, nothing.
Nothing? But you're supposed to bring something. This is a potluck. A potluck is when everyone brings something and we all eat together.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Potluck. I did bring something.
What did you bring, Peter?
I brought my appetite. I can't wait to eat.
Oh, come on, Peter. You have to bring something.
All right. Well, I'll think about that after this conversation. Friends, let's go to conversation B.
Rob, we're having a potluck. Everyone is invited.
Cool. When is the potluck?
It's tomorrow. But I have a problem. I don't cook.
That's okay. You can bring forks and spoons.
Those are important. Thanks, Rob.
Who is planning the potluck?
I don't know. Linda is the secretary. Maybe she's planning it.
Our friends today are having a potluck. Everyone is going to bring one dish.
Yes, Alex is telling Rob about the potluck. He says everyone is invited.
When you ask someone to come for dinner or to a party or potluck, you invite them.
Hey, Marie, next week is my birthday. We are going to celebrate on Saturday. You are invited.
Really? Thanks for inviting me, Peter. Can I bring anything?
Sure, you can bring me a present.
Of course I'll bring you a present, Peter, but can I bring anything else?
I know.
What?
You can bring me another present.
All right, Peter, let's stop being silly. But anyways, Peter, thanks for inviting me. It feels good to be invited. And Christina is always invited on the show. Hi, Christina.
要开派对了。Alex 说, everyone is invited. 欢迎大家都来。我们先来看动词 invite， 它是邀请的意思。你可以说 I want to invite you to the dinner， 或者 Let's invite her to our party。但是今天 Alex 用的是被动的表达方式 ，Everyone is invited， 每个人受邀参加。换句话说，就是欢迎大家都参加的意思。在英文里讲到邀请人参加某种聚会的时候，我们常常都会用这种被动的说法。比如婚礼的喜帖常常会写 You are invited to our wedding， 或是你要办生日派对，邀请函上也会写You are invited to my birthday party。 这种被动式的表达方式对我们来说比较特别一点，你学会了吗？
Thanks Christina. Everyone is invited. Everyone makes a dish and brings it to the potluck. Then they will share it. That's a potluck. Here's a picture of a potluck
And we see there are many different kinds of food on the table. One person brought one dish.
That's right. I'm so excited for our potluck.
Me too. I can't wait to start eating. All right. But Alex can't cook. What can he do?
Not a problem. I know what he can bring. He can bring forks and spoons. That way, he doesn't have to cook.
That's a good idea, Peter.We use spoons, forks, and knives for every meal, and they will need these for the potluck.
And since I'm not bringing food, I brought a fork, a spoon, and a knife.
But Peter, there's going to be many people at the potluck. You have to bring more than one spoon, one fork, and one knife.
Oh, you're right. Maybe...I'll go out and buy some during this break. Friends, let's take a short break right now. Don't go away. Hi, everyone. Welcome back from the break. I hope you had a good one, because we've been getting ready for this potluck, and I smell my favorite dessert. Brownies.
Oh, I just remembered, Peter. I am baking brownies for the potluck, but they are still in the oven.
Marie, you better go get them. I don't want burned brownies. Friends, let's go to Conversation C, and...We're going to get these brownies.
Linda, are you going to the supermarket at lunch?
Yes, I need a few things. Why?
Well, I'm making brownies for the potluck.
I really like brownies.
Yes, but I need some eggs. Can you get them for me?
Sure, I can get them for you.
Thanks, Linda.Here's some money.
Linda and Ben are talking about the potluck. Linda is getting ready. She is really good at planning and getting prepared.
Well, she is a secretary. To be a good secretary, you need to make plans for things and then get prepared.
That's right. Linda is making brownies for the potluck.This is a great sentence. I'm sure Rebecca has a thing or two to say about it. Let's go to her right now.
Hello, friends! If you want to tell someone that you are making something for a very specific occasion, you can use this grammar point. I'm making noun for noun. For example, I'm making chicken for dinner.Or, I'm making a sign for the yard sale. Now it's up to you to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. Well, friends, let's try practicing. How about this? Marie, try to guess what I am making and then use our grammar point. Okay, this is something you bake. You put candles on it, and you eat it with ice cream.
Oh, I know. It's a cake.
That's right. I'm making a cake for a birthday party. All right. How about this one? I need to get eggs and celery, lettuce, and milk.
I know. This is a grocery list.
That's right. I'm making a grocery list for the supermarket.
Yes, you are. Everyone goes to the supermarket. This is where we buy our food. How often do you go to the supermarket? I go to the supermarket about 3 times a week because I need to buy a lot of food.
Wow, that is quite often. I usually go once a week, but if you buy more fruit and vegetables, you need to go a lot. Now, where can we get things like eggs?
Eggs? I can go to the supermarket to buy eggs. Every morning, I eat eggs for breakfast, and I use eggs for baking.
Wow, the supermarket is a great place. Well, every day, I review my keywords. Friends, let's review them together.
Here's our first keyword. Fork. Fork. Don't eat with your hands. Use a fork.
Spoon. Spoon. I need a spoon for my soup.
Supermarkets. Supermarket. I can buy meat at the supermarket.
Egg. Egg. I usually eat eggs for breakfast.
Bake. Bake. Sally bakes really good cakes.
All right, friends, those are our keywords for today. I'm sure you can find a way to practice them at home. And now it's time to look back at our conversations one more time. Let's watch.
This cookie is delicious, Taylor.
Thank you. I like to bake.
I don't bake or cook very much, but I enjoy other people's food.
Me too. Hey, maybe we can have a potluck.
I like that idea.
Yes, everyone can bring something, then we can all share.
I love potlucks.
Rob, we're having a potluck. Everyone is invited.
Cool. When is the potluck?
It's tomorrow. But I have a problem. I don't cook.
That's okay. You can bring forks and spoons.
Those are important. Thanks, Rob.
Who is planning the potluck?
I don't know. Linda is the secretary. Maybe she's planning it.
Linda, are you going to the supermarket at lunch?
Yes, I need a few things. Why?
Well, I'm making brownies for the potluck.
I really like brownies.
Yes, but I need some eggs. Can you get them for me?
Sure, I can get them for you.
Thanks, Linda. Here's some money.
Ginger, why are you so excited?
We're having a potluck.
Really? When?
Tomorrow. And everyone is invited.
Ooh, great. So who's planning the potluck?
I'm planning it.
You are?
Yeah.
So what do you want me to bring?
I want you to bring everything. Then we can all share.
Ginger, I can't bring all the food.
Okay, I'll bring the bananas.
And you want me to bring everything else?
Yeah.
That's not fair.
Oh, you're right. You should give me money for the bananas.
What?
Yeah. please?
Okay. Here.
Yay! Thanks, Monkey Man.
Today is Monday, so let's answer it together. Here's question number one. What can Alex bring to the potluck? What can Alex bring to the potluck?
You can find the answer in conversation B. He can bring forks and spoons to the potluck. Question number two. Do you cook or bake? Why or why not? Do you cook or bake? Why or why not? How about we hear some answers from our friends?
Do I cook or bake? Well, you know I like to make things like Vextron robots, but I tried cooking once and it did not turn out well. When I cooked, it tasted terrible and smelled terrible. When I tried baking, I made cookies. They were so hard, they were like bricks. So now I just make models instead of cook or bake.
Do I cook or bake? Of course I do, because I love to eat. And so I cook dinner sometimes, almost every day. And sometimes I cook lunch if I go home to eat. Oh, and baking? I love baking, because baking is something you do to make cakes and pies and cookies. And those are some of my favorite things.
Do I cook or bake? Yes, I love to cook. And I love to bake. It's always fun to make food to eat. Because, well, I love to eat. What do I cook? Well, I cook a lot of Asian food. And I like to bake, too. I really like to bake cookies and cakes. Ooh, I'm getting hungry. Maybe I'll go make something right now.
Does the Monkey Man cook or bake? Well, first let me say I can cook and bake, and I enjoy it. But look, I'm moving around in the jungle so much that I don't have time to cook. And even if I did, it's not often that I can find an oven in the middle of a jungle. I wish I could cook and bake more. Jungle food is good, but day after day, week after week, it can get boring.
Friends, thank you so much for joining us today. And make sure to come back tomorrow, because we'll have food on the show. All right, we'll see you then, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.